This is Tatooine TV.
From the moment I met Commander Pilates, I became conflicted. Oh, I would never admit it to anyone, but her ways and enticements were changing me. I watch too much of the Bravo Channel, the Hovel and Garden Channel, and I now exfoliate my skin every day. Officer Grotto warned me from the beginning, but now I am falling for this vixen, this Commander Pilates. She is a danger, I see that now, but she is an allurement that I cannot resist. If the power of the Sith and the dark side of the Force is a reality, then it is about to be put to the ultimate test. I have avoided answering the constantly ringing comlink. I know it's her, and I need some time to collect my thoughts and plan how I can deliver this woman to the Emperor before she destroys me.
Admiral Stone, sir?
Grotto?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any news for me?
No, sir. We're working on acquiring access to the extended records. That will give us more information on this woman.
Very good, officer. Let me know when you learn more.
Yes, sir. Has she called?
Every 5 minutes.
You must not waver. You have a job to do.
I am aware of that, officer. Just keep me informed.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hi, stranger. For a minute, I thought you were avoiding me.
Me? Never.
Well, good. Because I get upset when people avoid me. Very upset.
Well, we wouldn't want that now, would we?
No, we don't. We have big plans today. I'm picking you up in a few. We're gonna have fun. Ciao.
Ciao. What have I gotten myself into?
Admiral? Admiral?
Yes, Grotto. What have you found?
Well, we know the Exfoliator has launched many attacks. But there have been no rebel captures by Pilates. We know she hates men, and yet you have not been attacked. Has she shown any anger towards you?
No, quite the opposite, actually.
Even so, there are still many answers needed to end this mystery.
Yes, I will continue my interrogation. Hold on, someone's at the door.
Hi there.
Oh, my Sarlacc pit. Something very intriguing has just been brought to my attention. I'll have to talk to you later. Yes, this will take quite a lot of time to investigate. Goodbye.
Do you like my outfit? I want you all to myself today, okay? Now let's go.
Sure. So, where are we going?
We're going to have fun, sweetie. Oh, I can't wait.
For what?
Shopping, baby, shopping.
Oh, no.
What was that?
I said, let's go.
I love shopping.
Where can I find the hologram units or the tool department?
None of that on my ship. We have clothes, spas, and coffee bistros. Come on, help me decide what cute dress to buy.
No, danger, danger, Admiral, get away. Admiral, can you hear me?
I hear you. What is it?
Shopping with a female is very bad, especially this female. Females can shop forever. They lose track of time. They can stand on their feet and browse through endless articles of clothing for hours on end. Get away!
How does this look on me?
Very nice.
Just very nice? Ugh. I'll just have to try on the other 50 dresses I picked out.
Oh, 50?
Uh-huh. Be right back.
Oh, no.
Told ya.
Yes, but you should have seen the dress she had on. She has great legs and...
Yeah, you'll be seeing more dresses than you'll ever want to see today.
3 hours later.
Okay, do these shoes go with this dress, this belt, and these earrings?
Okay, I can help you with this. Say yes.
Yes.
What about these shoes?
Okay, now say no.
No, not really.
See, Admiral, you just switch back and forth from yes to no. This will make the females think you're really thinking about what goes with what.
No? What do you know about fashion anyway?
Admiral, since you're captive there in the clothing section, why don't you continue your interrogation?
That's a good idea. Oh, Commander!
I'm upset with you.
Oh, look, that's a nice dress.
Really? I'll try it on right now.
All right, but I need to ask you some questions.
Sure. Come on over and stand on the other side of the dressing room door.
Okay. So, Commander, why would someone think that you would be turning people away from the dark side?
You know, there is a proverb. She who limits herself, limits herself.
Well, that's interesting, but why are you turning people away from the dark side?
You've asked your question, and now I'm going to ask you one.
Uh-oh, Admiral.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Tell her you found the cutest purse for her, and you'll bring it back.
Sweetie, I found the cutest purse for you, but I have to go get it, and I'll bring it right back. Okay?
I'll be right here.
Okie dokie.
Okie to dokie.
Okie peokie.
Okay, will you just get away from her?
All right. What do you want?
Okay, I've been looking into the most dangerous part of females, and since they are the masters of conversation, and men are not, I need to educate you.
I can carry on a conversation.
Sir, men exchange information as we communicate, but women use communication much differently. They use communication to bond with each other, to gossip, to entrap each other. The bottom line is, there are many levels to a female conversation. It is never just idle chit-chat. Have you been telling her imperial secrets?
Well...
Well, what?
I buckled under the pressure and those high-heeled shoes she was wearing.
Sir, get yourself together.
I'm so weak.
Sir, listen to me. I'm going to help you wade through the landmines of talking to a female.
All right, go ahead.
Never tell them too much. Only say just enough to get them to move on to the next subject. Say, yeah, and I don't know.
That works?
Yes. Now, on to the most important thing I will ever tell you. There are 3 questions you should answer very carefully if asked. If you don't, it will mean certain doom for you.
What are they?
Keep these in your mind. Never forget them. Do you think she's prettier than me? That's 1. 2, how do I look in this dress? And 3, where is our relationship going?
They seem like harmless questions from someone who wants an honest point of view.
No. These are ancient questions that every female will remember the answers you give her for the rest of her life. Listen to the answers very carefully. Very carefully.
Okay, proceed.
Question 1. Do you think she's prettier than me? The answer you must give is, no way. Your tone of voice must be secure and certain.
No way. Got it. Continue.
Question 2. How do I look in this dress? The answer you must give is, intoxicating. Women love that.
All right.
Question 3. Where is our relationship going? The answer you must give is, all the way. That about does it. Got it?
Of course.
Okay, Mr. Weak, let's practice. How do I look in this dress?
I can't see you. You're on a comlink.
You rancor brain. Answer as if she were asking you. Let's try it again. How do I look in this dress?
Intoxicating.
Good. Okay, do you think she's prettier than me?
No way.
Great. Where is our relationship going?
Oh, sweetie, where's my purse?
Ah! You scared me!
That's not the right answer.
I'm sorry, Pumpkin. Where's the purse you were looking for?
They ran out.
You're fading in and out. I can't hear you. Sir? Sir?
And I was looking for another one. Just as cute.
That's funny. I stock the items, and we never run out of anything.
Well, what were we talking about before?
Oh, right. I have a question for you. Honey, is she cuter than me?
Grumma. Help.
What was the answer?
Well, I'm waiting.
Well, let's see. All the way.
Well, that wasn't very nice. Where do you see our relationship going?
Right. That answer is nowhere.
You insensitive ape. What do I look like in this dress?
Oh, I know this one. You look drunk.
Admiral. Admiral.
Yes? Hello?
Admiral, I lost your signal. What happened?
With what?
Pilates. Did she ask you the three questions?
Of course.
Did you give the right answers?
Yes.
Great.
No.
No?
Yes, I gave the right answers, but in the wrong order.
Oh.
Yeah. Then she slapped me. I fell unconscious, and now I'm here in my room, I think.
But you're still alive, sir?
Oh, very good, Sherlock Holmes.
Sir, Pilates is known for killing men who upset her, and for some reason, you've beaten the odds.
Feels like the odds beat me.
Okay, sir, listen. Since she likes you, take this opportunity to trick her into escorting you to the Emperor.
Perhaps I can. How can I dig myself out of this wrong answer mess?
Flowers. That's the universal symbol for I screwed up.
Flowers? Oh, brother. A small bouquet for a small mistake?
No. A small bouquet is for any kind of mistake. The bigger, the better.
HR is really gonna deny my expense report this time.
Beauty Blossom Delivery Company! I have a delivery!
Yes!
Commander Pilates! I have a delivery from... Admiral Stone!
Really? That cat? I don't ever want to hear his name again! Did you hear what he did to me?
Wait a minute. What kind of flowers?
All of them! He purchased every single fiore in the whole entire place! Signore, andiamo!
Don't you talk bad to me, lady. I'll take my time. Where do people want these flowers anyway? I love flowers.
We must move these blossoms into her apartment.
Don't you talk rough to me. I'll take off my shoe and I'll whoop you one.
Hello?
Hi, Pookie Bear.
Hi. I'm sorry about what I...
Shh, don't talk about it. I forgive you. The flowers are gorgeous. I had to rent another apartment just to store them, but they're so pretty. Let's you and I get a little lunch?
Sure. Where should I meet you?
Shay Overpriced.
A Pilates party at 2? Right this way? We got a table with a wonderful view.
Fabulous. Look at all the stars.
Yeah, stars and planets. But I'd rather have the view of you.
Better catch me, Admiral. I think I'm falling for you.
Why don't we get away? Maybe to Coruscant. There's a beautiful resort and spa.
Pilates!
Girls, come here! Oh, hug!
Well, this is a sight.
Stone, darling. You wouldn't mind if my dear friends Officer Flora and Officer Fauna join us for lunch, would you?
No.
Perfect. Flora, Fauna, what have you two been up to today? Looks like you did a little shopping, maybe.
I bought these shoes. They are so cute, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They had two different styles of shoes. One with a cute little bow and the other with a cute little strap. So I bought both pairs.
This dress was on sale for $500, so I bought two.
Mm.
I love the little ruffles here and the bow on the back. This dress came in fuchsia, mauve, and teal, but I really wanted white.
Ladies, I have to go to the restroom.
Okay, dear. So anyway, I bought one of those home liposuction kits, like the one from the infomercial. I just love it.
So anyway, I'm looking at buying a new transport vehicle. The one with the flower vase and the cockpit.
Great.
And then I was reading in this magazine that eating made you fat. So I gave it up. How do I look? If I keep this up, I'll disappear next week.
Grotto.
Grotto. Grotto.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I can take much more of this lunch with these females.
Females? I thought you were going to take Pilates out and convince her to come with you to Coruscant.
I tried, but then her friends came by.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. And they all started talking all at the same time. I got a headache just from trying to keep up with them.
You can't. You're a male. Can't you get rid of the other females?
No, I think the friends have come to stay for lunch.
Go to the table and I will help you.
All right. Here I go.
So, what do you think of him?
Cute. What kind of ship does he command?
Class 5 Star Destroyer with some Delta 4 upgrades, leather seats in the cockpit, auto-aim Type 7 blasters all around.
Nice.
What kind of coin does he pull down?
Ladies, miss me while I was gone?
Yes, I didn't think we could take another minute without you.
Okay, let's order.
I have to go to the ladies' room. Come with?
Okay, but what do you gals want to eat?
Oh, anything. I'm not that picky.
Yes, anything you think will be fine.
Yeah, anything, big boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no what?
Ordering for a female is in the top 5 most dangerous tasks a man can undertake.
It can't be that hard.
Oh, really? Well, we'll see how you fare, mister.
May I take your order?
Yes, well, I'll have the reek steak, Dagobah greens, and baked potato.
How would you like your steak prepared?
Well, kill it first, then cook it about medium. I don't want my dinner roaring.
How quaint. And what about your guests?
Well, everyone likes reek steak. Reek steaks all around.
Sir, no!
Scratch that, please.
Okay.
Sir.
What is it?
Females eat, but they rarely eat much of anything in front of males and other females. Meat is out. Maybe fish. Ask the waitress.
Hello. Let me see. Elas, what would a woman normally order for lunch?
It's Sally.
Well, we'll have that all around then.
No, my name is Sally. I'm dyslexic.
Okay, dyslexic? What would you suggest?
No, you see, my name is Sally, and I'm dyslexic. You're still not getting it. See, oh, never mind. Salads. Women love salads.
Maybe she's right. Yes, low fat, healthy. Salads, perfect. You have a perfect chance now to take her to the Emperor. Great job.
Salads all around, please, dyslexic.
What an idiot. Okay, salads all around. What dressings would you like?
Oh, no.
Commander, calm down.
Why should I be calm? One day I'll be old and wrinkled. What a cruel life this is.
You won't be as wrinkly as the woman who cooks the food in the cafeteria.
What? You know, you're right. I know all the best laser surgeons and I watch what I eat.
Yes, you're the best looking commander the Empire has ever seen.
Even a blind man can see that.
Let's go eat, girls. You know, I've become very picky about what I eat lately.
Me too.
Ditto.
This steak is delicious.
Hi, honey.
I got salads for everyone.
Salads?
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 Yes, salads. You all like salads, don't you?
That is beside the point. Do you think I'm fat?
Is that what you think of us?
Well, do you?
No. Grotto?
You are going to die. I'm switching off.
I thought you loved me, but I see now that I was totally wrong about you. You deceived me, flirting with my friends, ordering me this with this slop dressing all over, and what's worse, you didn't even wait for us to come back before you started to fill your own face. I've had enough of you.
You won't treat our commander this way. You're inhuman.
I didn't really think you were cute. I was trying to make you feel better about yourself. How could you hurt our commander?
You've broken your last heart on this ship. Prepare to meet your doom!
Wait a minute. I never did all those things.
Run, you idiot. She'll kill you.
Okay. I'm in the bathroom now. Grotto?
Sir, we now have the last piece of the puzzle. The attacks that Pilates and her crew waged were the cause of biological changes called red zones. These cause emotional swings and mental instability. She has been questioned by a rebel inquisition before she destroyed them, and she said she couldn't remember anything she did during the red zone. It seems that the entire crew lapses into this red zone every month at the same time, and the Star Destroyer is also affected. It turns the color red. I have dispatched a rescue crew for you. Do not speak to her and do not allow her to enter that room.
I didn't know.
You were warned of the danger.
Stone! Stone! I will destroy you! I will destroy you! Pookie Bear! I love you. I just get a little crazy sometimes. Can't we forget about what happened? Come out to me.
You acted so crazy. I got scared.
I know, I'm such an idiot. Come here.
I can smell your perfume from here. I'll be right out.
Okay.
No, sir!
She's all right now.
They are never all right for at least a week, maybe two. The team should be arriving now. Just wait for them.
Are you coming out, lover boy? Pookie?
Good evening, Admiral Stone. Commander Pike sent us. We are the rescue squad. We're here to rescue you. Please, follow us.
Commander, Stone has escaped.
What? Oh, he left me? Who does he think he is? I'm the best woman he's ever seen. No man has ever left me. No man has ever left me. No man will ever leave me.
This is Commander Pilates. Launch a full-scale assault on every ship within one light-speed jump for our position. If there's a male on board, destroy them all.
The end of Tatooine TV is coming. See you next time on Tatooine TV. Tatooine TV number 20 is a Jeffroni Designs production. For full credit information, please visit jrdonline.com.
Only minutes.